In 1923, 3 years after American women won the right to vote, suffragist Alice Paul decided to take the next big step, getting equal rights for women and men enshrined in the U.S. Constitution.
Men and women shall have equal rights throughout the United States and every place subject to its jurisdiction.
Labor unions opposed Paul's amendment idea for fear of losing workplace protections they had already won. Some socially conservative groups decried it as anti-family and against nature. But Republicans added it to their national platform in 1940. Democrats did a few years later. It was introduced in Congress, but went nowhere. Until 1972. The Senate, then the House, passed the Equal Rights Amendment. Alice Paul had changed the language by then, but it was essentially the same idea she had been pushing for half a century.
Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex.
That's Lori Higgins. We'll get back to her in a bit. The ERA was sent to the states for ratification, needing approval from 38 states within the next 7 years. 35 states signed on. Not Illinois. The deadline for ratification was extended to 1982. Still nothing. Why?
I think under our present system in the United States, women enjoy a very wonderful status. I think it's better than equality. I think women would be sacrificing many of the good things they now have, and it would be taking a step downward to go for equality.
Enter Phyllis Schlafly, constitutional attorney and conservative activist. She argued that the ERA would send women into combat, deprive housewives of financial support, and end other privileges women already had. Schlafly and her Stop ERA campaign even delivered homemade pies and jams to Illinois lawmakers to press their point that approving the amendment would hurt homemakers. It worked. Illinois, a state that has enshrined equal rights with similar language in its own constitution, never got behind the federal Equal Rights Amendment. But the issue never went away, and there are state lawmakers pushing to get it passed this spring. Heather Staines is a Democratic state senator from Chicago.
The biggest issue is people just don't think it matters any longer, that we already have it, that this is dead anyway.
Staines introduced the latest resolution to ratify the ERA in Illinois. She spoke at an ERA forum in Rockford this fall.
You're going to laugh, but I thought, well, this is low-hanging fruit. We can get this done, you know, in no time at all, as soon as people know about it, not thinking there was going to be any sort of objection to it.
Lisa Kaihara is a board member with the Illinois League of Women Voters.
The challenge is to get it out, to get it out to younger people who don't seem to think that this is something that's important.
But first, there's a simpler challenge, according to Amanda Litauer. She's a history professor at Northern Illinois University and acting director of the NIU Center for the Study of Women, Gender, and Sexuality.
My students often don't know what the ERA is, or if they do know what it is, they associate it rightly with the 70s and assume that it was ratified and adopted. So they're quite surprised when I point out that, no, there's nothing in our Constitution that says that people shouldn't be discriminated against on the basis of sex or that women are equal to men.
Just because they're surprised doesn't mean they're ready to pick up the ERA Now signs their grandmothers dropped.
It's educated white middle-class women who tend to be most kind of confident that somehow we, and I include myself in that, are not affected by sexism. I see in a lot of ways that we don't want to think of ourselves that way, right? We were raised in this, you know, post-feminist generation, post-second wave generation, to believe that we can do anything and we can be anything, and we're now going to be judged on our merits. And it's painful to face the reality that that's not the case much, if not most of the time. And admitting that often requires a change of mindset that's really uncomfortable.
But this might be exactly the right time to motivate young women to mobilize for the Equal Rights Amendment. Some are still looking for outlets for the activist energy stirred by the women's marches that were held across the country around the time of President Trump's inauguration. And the Me Too campaign has many looking for ways to address sexual harassment in workplaces. State Senator Steve Stottleman says passage of the ERA in Illinois could be another unifying factor for women. The Rockford Democrats supports the amendment and took part in the panel discussion with Staines.
I think it kind of serves as a seawall against the ebb and flow of the political process, and that's important to protect those gains that have been made. You know, the state and country need to move forward with this legislation. 45 years of waiting is long enough.
How did this ever get portrayed as a woman's issue?
Lori Higgins reads the 24-word amendment and points out there's no mention of women in it. Higgins is the cultural affairs writer with the Illinois Family Institute, a group with the mission of boldly bringing biblical perspectives to public policy. The IFI has picked up Phyllis Schlafly's mantle in opposing the ERA in Illinois, saying it will send more women into combat, remove gender restrictions from public restrooms and locker rooms, and make bigamy legal.
Of which basic rights are women now deprived? The right to vote, assemble, associate, speak, petition their government, exercise their religion? I mean, none of them. So it's wholly unnecessary.
Higgins takes it a step further. She says the goal of the ERA is to increase access to abortion and promote transgender lifestyles.
The end goal is to eradicate public recognition of sex differences everywhere for everyone. So what their goal is co-ed everything for everyone.
Professor Litauer says it would be up to the courts to decide if the Equal Rights Amendment protects LGBT people from discrimination. She says that possibility is another reason she supports it.
To some extent, it's unclear exactly how it would be interpreted, and perhaps that is threatening to people who then project their most intense fears about gender equality onto the legislation itself.
State Senator Dave Severson says his opposition to the Equal Rights Amendment is more practical, and it's not exactly opposition. The Illinois Senate last voted on the ERA in 2014. The Rockford Republican voted present.
I voted present only because, again, it's a meaningless gesture. The deadline to pass it was back in the 70s. This has no impact. It doesn't change anything. And so I'd rather just say, you know, we all support equality. And so let's deal with things that are much more important when it comes to improving the lives of women in Illinois, which is let's concentrate on the economic issues.
Severson says he thinks bringing back the ERA debate in the next legislative session is just a political distraction.
It's an interesting issue that, again, it's interesting that it comes up, you know, just before an election year, and I think they try to create a problem that doesn't exist. And if there is a problem that exists, where it's in the job, there is plenty of remedies already that exist under the Equal Pay Act that this would not change anything.
Lisa Kaihara of the League of Women Voters says the timing of the renewed push to ratify the ERA is symbolically important.
I think it's time. And if we can get this done by 2018, the last two states, it takes 2 years to go into effect. And that will go into effect, and then 2020, which will be 100 years from the time that we got the right to vote.
So what would it take to make Alice Paul's equal rights proposal the 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution? Some recommend starting over, taking a new proposal to Congress. A more popular idea is the three-state strategy, now the two-state strategy, since Nevada became the 36th state to ratify the ERA this past March. Supporters believe it doesn't matter that they missed the deadline by 35 years. If they can get two more states to ratify, they'll let the courts sort it out. They point to the 27th Amendment regarding congressional pay. It was ratified in 1992, 203 years after it was approved by Congress. State Senator Staines is working to secure enough votes on her side of the aisle. She's a couple short. The reason for that goes back further than the century-old issue she's trying to resolve. Staines says some of those who won't commit have told her that they will get a board, but not until the March primary election's over and they feel safer announcing their support. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.